This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Melissa in Kent, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what type of animal is a doe?
A deer.
Question two, who is Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law?
Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law. Bobby Brown Sr.
Our third question. The superhero played by the late Chadwick Boseman.
Batman.
Question four. What pizza chain used to host Book It, where you would get a free personal pizza for reading books?
Pizza Hut.
Final question. Spaghetti is plural in Italian. What is the singular form of spaghetti? So a single strand is called what?
Spaghetti.
Melissa, let's get Alyssa back in the studio first.
Alyssa, will you please come on back in the studio?
Melissa, I have you down for 2 today. 2 out of 5. Maybe these were really, really difficult questions.
They were pretty challenging because I do this every day and I get a lot right.
It's Melissa in Kent. Alyssa, however, not a Flash alumni like us.
Oh, well, you're still a Kent person, so you're one of our people as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Did I just hear you say that you play all the time in the car and you usually get them all right?
I do. My son is like obsessed with this. It's like what we do on the ride, and he's been begging for me to call in. So I'm shocked that I made it through.
I'm telling you, that happens every single time.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you how Melissa did. She didn't do awful, but I want to put some pressure on you, Alyssa.
Okay.
So let's pretend she got all 5.
All right.
Question number 1 for Alyssa. What type of animal is a doe?
A deer.
A female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Question number 2. Who is Millie Bobby Brown's father-in-law?
Is it, it's Steven Tyler, right? Is it Mick Jagger?
What?
Wait.
What is going on that you're just guessing rock stars randomly?
Millie Bobby Brown's.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Wait, I'm thinking your husband's sad. I don't know. What's the question?
Is it Bret Michaels from Poison?
Maybe.
No, it's John Bon Jovi is the correct answer.
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
Okay, what? See, I knew it was an old rock star.
Oh, let's just move on to question number 3. All right, he's the superhero played by the late Chadwick Boseman.
Black Panther?
That's correct. Question four. What pizza chain used to host Book It, where you would get a free personal pizza for reading books?
I don't know, but I'm going to say Pizza Hut.
That is correct.
Yeah, that sounds like an old school, like, 90s era Pizza Hut. You know, with, like, the red cups?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking... Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
That's exactly what it was. It was an honor and a privilege to get that free personal pan pizza.
Ooh.
Final question. Spaghetti is plural in Italian. What is the singular form of spaghetti? So a single strand is called what?
What?
You are Italian. You
I
should know this, right?
It's not called spaghetti? Is
no.
It, it's
that's the plural version. Just one single strand.
Spaghetti?
I know it.
That was kind of Melissa's guess. Spaghetti. It's actually spaghetto. There's an O on the end. Spaghetto.
Huh. Okay. Well, good to know.
I'm teaching the Italians some Italian things.
Yeah, look at you go.
Okay. Final score today. I believe Alyssa got three. Unfortunately, Melissa only had two correct today. So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Those were tough questions, though.
They were pretty tough.
Yeah. I gotta agree with you there.
Sorry, Melissa, but we love that you listen. We hope you keep playing along in your car every day. We also have some tickets to the Home and Remodel Show at the IAG Center.
Awesome. Can I also let my son say hi really quick?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Hang on. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Bennett.
Hey, Bennett. How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old? Third grade?
Yeah.
Second grade?
No. Second, yeah.
Did you know the answers to those questions that we gave your mom?
Yes.
Oh.
you should have helped her out.
I know. She couldn't listen to me.
She wasn't listening to you?
If only she had listened.
Yeah. My name is Bennett, and my mom just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Jessica in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
So you think you can take Alyssa down?
I'm hoping so.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here is question number one, Jessica. What hospital has been named the second best hospital in the world?
University Hospital.
Question two. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
The pirate, Captain Hook.
Our third question. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds was an 80s song mostly associated with what movie?
I have no idea.
Our fourth question today. The name of the movie from 1999, where one of its storylines was Paul Finch hooking up with Stifler's mom.
American Pie.
And our last question, what do you call a baby horse?
A calf.
All right, Jessica, let's get Alyssa back in the studio right here.
Alyssa, come on back in the studio.
I think these were some tough questions today. So let's see how Alyssa does compared to you. She's on her way back into the studio.
Okay.
Shutting the door quietly. One day you should just slam the door when you come in.
Right.
Like you're all fire, like you're coming in hot.
Like I'm mad.
Yeah, like
there
you're
go.
Ready to take on Jessica in Cleveland.
Oh, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I am not going to tell you how Jessica did today. I just want to keep the pressure on. So are you ready for your five questions?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Here's question number one. What hospital has been named the second best hospital in the entire world?
Let's go Cleveland Clinic.
It is the clinic.
World-class care.
Question two. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds is an 80s song mostly associated with what movie?
The Breakfast Club.
The name of the movie from 1999 where one of its storylines was Paul Finch hooking up with Stifler's mom.
American Pie.
Will she go 5 for 5? What do you call a baby horse?
A pony.
I'm sorry, it's a foal.
F-O-A-L,
a foal.
Oh, that was a trick question.
It's not really a trick question. It's what it is. It's a foal.
A pony is also a baby horse.
I think that anybody who guesses a pony is a fool. When I was looking, the answer was foal, and you're a fool for not answering foal.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, let's see. You went 4 for 5. Unfortunately, Jessica only went 2 for 5.
Ow, Jessica.
So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. However, Jessica, thank you for calling in this morning. Thank you for playing. We do have some tickets to the Cleveland Home and Remodel Show at the IX Center for you.
Nice. Thank you. My name is Jessica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.